In New South Wales, as I mentioned earlier, the death toll from this week's fires has climbed to 8, and a state of emergency is in force because of the dangerous conditions expected tomorrow. It's led to new road closures and the expansion of the so-called tourist leave zones. Gavin Koosh reports from Batemans Bay on the south coast.
Popular holiday destinations are now almost entirely devoid of holidaymakers. The Rural Fire Service's warning conditions tomorrow will be severe. Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers.
There's more than a 50-kilometre stretch of fire that's left Albury and gone into Victoria that is likely to come back across the border tomorrow. That, combined with fires already in that part of the state, will have a fire front stretching 60, 70 kilometres long. We can't stop those fires. We can't stop the fires we already have. What we've got to do is get through tomorrow safely, without further loss of life, and then we'll start the process of trying to get containment on these fires.
A tourist leave zone has now been declared for a 14,000 square kilometre area between Nowra and the edge of Victoria's northern border. It includes the entire Kosciuszko National Park, which is now closed. Snowy Valley's Mayor James Hayes is urging residents to stay vigilant and get out quickly.
They're basically saying that Batlow's undefendable, indefensible. So we need to get the people out and just see what the weather brings. My advice to people is to leave in an orderly manner. Don't go racing. Keep your lights on and just go steady, because there's a lot of smoke around where I am at the moment, and it's pretty trying conditions.
On the south coast, thousands of tourists have taken the advice to leave, and a flare-up of fire activity around the outskirts of Batemans Bay has meant locals are already on edge ahead of tomorrow's dangerous outlook. Simone's house in the village of Surf Beach has been under constant threat, and she's opted to head to a more built-up area before tomorrow.
It's as you're driving sort of south, it's all on the right-hand side. It's just all been burnt, and it came up to my back neighbour's back fence. So I was pretty close. Yes, thinking I live in the middle of suburbia, and you know, so it's something I've literally never experienced before.
Evacuation centres in some of the major centres along the coast are expected to come under significant pressure when residents from the smaller, less protected centres seek refuge. And with that comes a major effort to ensure there's enough food. Nirmal Pudel runs a pizza franchise in Batemans Bay and has had to take out extra cool room storage in preparation for the weekend.
Well, everyone's panicking at the moment, so you know what I mean? People are trying to find whatever they can, but then, you know, Uli's running out of stock. Coles running out of stock.
There could be a huge evacuation effort tomorrow again. How many people would you be planning to cater for?
Well, they're saying they are going to have 700 plus people tomorrow. But I'm trying to, you know, we're thinking of donating whatever we can at this point, so I'm not sure what the stock level is like in the store.
As authorities prepare for the worst, RFS Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers says after tomorrow, conditions should improve.
The good news on the weather front is once we get past tomorrow, there's no other peak days showing in the next few days.
But he's warning against complacency.
We know people have got a little bit of fire fatigue. They've just been dealing with this now for months. But we need people to stay focused. Tomorrow is not the day to drop your guard.
Congestion has eased along highways in the state's south today after key sections were reopened. But with fire activity soon to pick back up, many roads aren't expected to remain open for long.
Gavin Koosh reporting.